These unpredictable scheduling are some of the issues that have been addressed at the Oireachtas Committee for Transport. But do these issues indicate a greater problem with our public transport system? And what impact may these have on Dublin City's larger sustainability goals? In other words, get us all on public transport or on the bike, leaving the car behind. And Newstalk reporter Sarah Madden is with me now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, ever since I was a bus-going schoolboy, people have been complaining about late or missing buses. Mm-hmm. And there are the metaphors about buses coming, you know, in herds, the 46A most notably. What's different about the way our bus system works now?
Well, yes, you're right. It has always been a bit of an issue, or purported to be an issue. And it's something that I was pretty sceptical about. You know, I spent enough time waiting for the 140 when I was in college that I had a certain lack of sympathy for bus users on this particular matter. But after speaking with commuters in Dublin City, it's clear that missing, cancelled, maybe delayed buses, they're not a rarity anymore. They're really becoming the norm.
Well, actually, a couple of weeks ago, I missed the last 145, and I live out near Loughlinstown, so I can also get the 7. So I wandered over to the stop, and there was due to be one in 20 minutes, and then it just didn't appear.
Coming from the National Concert Hall in the evening and getting the bus here, oh, the bus didn't appear. It said on screen it was coming, and then it disappeared.
I use the 4 most often, but a lot of the times the one that I go for doesn't show up until the next one comes, and then 2 will come together, which is kind of ultimately useless. I got a different put this morning, I got the 123, and that was super, super delayed as well. And I was late for work and it wasn't ideal.
Have you ever been caught in the rain?
Yes, at least once a week, very often.
Do you think that you can rely on the Dublin Bus app, the Go Bus app, the TFI app, the on-screen timetable here?
I think it depends on the bus. For some buses, you can rely on it more, but for some, it seems that it just doesn't follow what it says it is. And sometimes that is different to the app. You kind of have to wing it a bit.
They'd say, like, a different time on Google Maps, because that's the app that I use for the buses, and they just don't arrive. I'd say if I want to be somewhere on time, I'd have to leave like an hour early. Yeah, sometimes the bus just disappears off the app and it just won't arrive, so you're kind of left wondering, like, where did that bus go? Was it ever coming in the first place?
Am I being ghosted by a bus?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm often ghosted by the bus.
Do you think that it's deterring people from relying on the bus?
It definitely doesn't encourage being more eco-friendly and getting the bus as opposed to getting a lift with someone. So it definitely discourages people.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I don't drive, but I've been thinking about learning just because it's getting to the point where I can't get anywhere on time. It makes it a lot harder to do the right thing when the right thing doesn't show up.
Sarah, I'm perplexed by all of this because I had thought when they put those LED displays on the bus stops that every bus had a transponder and therefore they knew when the next one was coming because the transponder on the roof was being picked up by a satellite somewhere, beamed back to HQ, and then they told each bus stop when the actual bus was going to arrive. Clearly, that is not the case. So what is the issue?
Well, it seems as though it all comes down to staff shortages, or at least that's what Anne Graham, the NTA CEO, told Kieran on The Hard Shoulder last night, because the tech that's currently being used doesn't seem to be able to keep up with last minute absences.
So it's not real time. They're not looking at the transponder on every bus.
It doesn't seem that way, no. And I guess a lack of backup staff means then, you know, if there is someone absent, then that bus just doesn't go. So it seems like the current tech tells us what the predicted schedule is as opposed to the real-time kind of buses. Now, to give you a sense where the staff numbers are, the NTA told the Oireachtas yesterday that Dublin Bus currently has more than 150 vacancies, while Go Ahead, they have about 45 positions to fill.
That's almost 200. That's a lot.
Yeah, it really is.
And the staff shortages, are they down to money?
It's definitely part of the equation. You know, history tells us that retaining bus drivers is more difficult when, say, construction is booming, as we know it is now, because the drivers need the same license for both. But if they move into construction, they can earn more money. There's better shifts, shorter working hours. But I spoke with Thomas O'Connor, who is the Assistant General Secretary at the National Bus and Rail Union. And he thinks that the current shortage could and actually should have been predicted by the NTA.
We've laid a blame entirely at the door of the NTA. We had COVID, recruitment was paused, and the NTA were well aware of this. They knew the Dublin Bus was not recruiting. And as soon as COVID stopped, that they launched into Bus Connects, the H spine, the C spine, the N4, the N6, W4, W6. And lots of them required additional drivers. You can't just magic 200 or 300 drivers up out of thin air. There's natural waste that anyway, 60 to 90 drivers retire every year or just leave. So you need that level of improvement just to stand still. And it was a lack of far planning on behalf of the National Transport Authority. They knew Bus Connect was coming and they made no provision for it. There's two consequences. I mean, the first one is the direct consequence where there's no relief driver for you or the bus ahead of you hasn't turned up and there's a huge load of passengers waiting at the bus stop for you. I mean, they're the point of contact with the customers and wrongly so, but the customers are venting their frustration at the driver and you're getting complaints, you're getting people giving out. That's the first thing. But with the shortage of drivers, also, there's an inability for staff to get ad hoc leave. So we all have christenings, weddings, parties to go to. Maybe we want a Saturday night off or Sunday night. It's proven very difficult for staff to get that time off on an ad hoc basis. And that causes frustration.
And I imagine that frustration makes it less desirable a job for those who are currently in that job. Tommy did mention Bus Connects.
Yes, and this is where we see a bit of a domino effect, with bus driver shortages actually impacting on Ireland's sustainability goals. Now, we already know that phase five of the Dublin Bus Connects plan has been delayed from late this year to early next year because of this lack of staff. And while the NTA did assure me that there's no threat to the plan as a whole, environmental journalist John Gibbons thinks even short delays like this could have a big environmental impact.
Well, all our transport emissions really have been going in the wrong direction. We know over the last 30 years emissions across the transport sector in Ireland have gone up by 112%. Now, some of that is obviously allowed for in the fact that we've increased population and so on, but we're still 40% above the EU per capita average. So we know that our transport emissions are completely out of whack with the European norms, and this is because of an overdependence on cars and an underdevelopment of our transport, our public transport infrastructure. So Bus Connects is a huge step in that direction. As we've been hearing from the COP conference this week, we really are in a crisis mode with climate. Nearly 11 million tonnes of our total annual emissions in Ireland, that's 20%, are coming just in the transport sector. It's going in entirely the wrong direction. We need to turn that around. As I said, we need to give that space back to the public through high quality public transport, and we really can't afford to hang around for another 5 or 10 years. If there's issues with hiring bus drivers and so on, they're recruitment issues. Pay them better, give them better conditions. We need far more people, and we need a well-paid, well-organised public transport system. And it's been said that the mark of an advanced country is not that the poor drive cars, but it's that the well-off use public transport. We really should be concentrating on helping out the general public and also working towards our climate emissions.
A stern warning there from John Gibbons. It just strikes me, though, that the technology, you know, text here from Galway. Phantom buses exist in Galway, too, especially the 410. It only comes every hour, so if one doesn't turn up, you have to wait another hour. So says Clodagh in Galway. And that business of the buses all having transponders and why that isn't the case, because, for example, if the clock on the bus stop says that you've got one in 3 minutes and it doesn't show, mm-hmm. and then one comes in 10 minutes, you get really annoyed. But if the clock real time says it's 10 minutes, you kind of live with that. You just wait the 10 and get on the bus. So why it's not real time, I have no idea. Anyway, what solutions are currently being considered?
Well, just on that tech, it seems like there's two different types of it. There's kind of the real time, and then there's the schedule that overrides it. But you're right. I'm sure that there's something that can be done there to bring it up to speed with, as you say, the DART, the Lewis, all the rest of it. But Go Ahead and the NTA outlined their recruitment plans to the Oireachtas yesterday, because I suppose that's really the main issue that needs to get sorted. And they say that all vacant positions will be filled by next January for Go Ahead and March for the NTA. But obviously retaining staff is a bit of a different matter. And I spoke again with Thomas O'Connor of the NBRU, and he had his own thoughts on, I guess, what measures could be used to keep Dublin bus drivers on board, as it were.
Toilet facilities and sanitary facilities, they're spending billions on this Bus Connects. There's termini around the city where there's no facilities for a driver to use the toilet or clean themselves up. The other thing is, the NBRU have been calling for quite a number of years for a dedicated public transport police, the safeguards, workers and passengers. Last week alone, in just one area, there was 14 buses damaged. It was 26 incidents in another area over Halloween. So antisocial behaviour is occurring and it's affecting the staff. And staff don't want to be going into work to face racial abuse, verbal abuse, attacks, assaults, spittings. Nobody should have to deal with those sort of issues in their workplace. And it would turn people off driving a bus, which really is difficult at the moment because the attacks are getting more violent. And we'd be fearful that if the politicians don't act and put a dedicated guard of transport police out there, that this is going to be a very unfortunate incident. And I don't want to be going on the radio or the television mourning one of our colleagues. That's just a horrendous thought.
And that's the NBRU's Thomas O'Connor.